with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump wants to file a lawsuit against the Justice Department over the FBI raid of his Mar-a-Lago estate. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Former President Donald Trump has informed the federal government that he intends to sue over the August 2022 FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago, saying it was conducted to interfere with the 2024 election. Mr. Trump's legal team is threatening to sue for $100 million, alleging that the federal government is guilty of invasion of privacy, malicious prosecution, and abuse of process. The raid of Trump's estate took place 18 months after he left the White House. It resulted in Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing Special Counsel Jack Smith to go after the former president over his handling of classified documents. Judge Eileen Cannon dismissed the case last month after ruling that Smith's appointment was unconstitutional. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz reacted to remarks about his military record and the criticism from Ohio Senator J.D. Vance.
Vance made the comments last week, shortly after Vice President Kamala Harris picked the Minnesota governor as her running mate.
What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage.
Vance questioned Walz's record and the implication he had served in a combat zone. Walz says he is proud of his service to his country.
You should never denigrate another person's service record. Anyone brave enough to put on that uniform for our great country, including my opponent, I just have a few simple words. Thank you for your service and sacrifice.
The campaign says Walz misspoke when he said he carried weapons in a war and did not see combat during his time in the Minnesota National Guard. I'm Ed Donahue.
Republican businessman Eric Hovde has easily won Wisconsin's primary for U.S. Senate. In November, he'll face Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, who's running unopposed in her party's primary. On Wall Street, the Dow by 408 points. This is SRN News. Tim Walz has a problem with the First Amendment.
Kamala Harris' vice presidential running mate says the amendment is, quote, no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech. Legal scholars point out that he's simply wrong on the face of it. But some religious leaders wonder what the Minnesota governor means by misinformation or hate speech. Does that cover Bible passages that condemn homosexuality? What does Walz really want to prevent Americans from being able to say? Michael Harrington, SRN News.
13 books have been banned from all public schools in Utah. It's the first wave of bans expected under a new law that prohibits books with pornographic or indecent material to be made available in school libraries and classrooms. Across the country, book challenges and bans have risen to the highest levels in decades as parents have become aware of what their children are being exposed to. Public and school-based libraries have been inundated with complaints. This is SRN News. The Israeli government's developing a strategy to prevent further October 7th attacks. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
10 months after Hamas terrorists swarmed across the Israel-Gaza border, Israelis remain angry and fearful at the terrorist vows to do it again and again. The Netanyahu government has now taken a first step towards allaying concerns, albeit with no admissions or accountability. A $190 million pilot program in five frontline communities will focus on physical defenses, human rapid response, advanced communication, and technologies. The plan apparently aims to begin refortifying physical defenses without answering the questions Israelis have been wrestling with. Who turned off the area's electronic defenses and who left the gates open? I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.